While the 1950s was the era of sleek steel and glass houses and John Cage's minimal music, it was also the age of Las Vegas and Liberace. And some of that dazzle is reflected in the architecture of Bruce Gough. Bruce Gough was an accidental architect. He liked to sketch buildings, and so his father marched the 12-year-old to an architect's office in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and got him an apprenticeship there. In the 1920s, Gough built his first building, an extraordinary Art Deco meets Gothic church full of upward energy, and became a partner in the firm until business dried up in the Depression. His interest in ornamentation and tribal design caught the eye of Frank Lloyd Wright, who saw in the young Gough a kindred spirit. Several times, Wright tried to entice Gough to work for him, but Gough resisted, saying that he needed to work alone to keep his own vision intact. It was quite a vision, too. The Bavinger House of 1950 is perhaps Gough's most famous work. Like all his houses, it's hard to categorise. The client, Dr. Bavinger, and his wife Nancy, wanted an open space and something they could build themselves to keep costs down. Gough gave them a structure shaped a little like a stone teepee, swirling upwards around a central column faced in rough stone, the proportions mathematically calibrated to give it the natural grace of a seashell. Its spiralling metal roof was braced by over 60 steel struts, originally intended for aeroplanes, making it strong, elegant and cheap. Inside was like a futuristic cave, rising over three levels, from a ground floor with ponds and stepping stones to saucer-shaped pods cantilevered out from the central tower. One of these was upholstered as a sitting space, another was designed for a roll-up mattress. Natural light was drawn through skylights that followed the upward sweep of the roof and was picked up in large chunks of glass, a waste product of the glass manufacturing process that nestled among the rough rock of the wall. It's all a bit Barbarella. When it was being built, it attracted so many onlookers that Nancy Bavinger charged 50 cents for a closer look, which paid for its completion. His other houses of the period are equally individual, like the circular Ford House, which used curved prefabricated struts to create a house as elegant as a birdcage. Another had a roof covered in carpet. Ornamentation was always present, from mosaiced columns to cheap glass ashtrays embedded like diamonds in window shutters. These weren't shacks cobbled together from leftovers, but remarkable and sophisticated homes tailored to the client's needs. He viewed each house as an artwork, and seeing good art, as he once remarked, completes a circuit within us. Bavinger House was demolished in 2016 to a muted outcry, showing that individualism in architecture, just as in life, is often unappreciated. But as symbols of organic architecture and of challenging the accepted way of building, Gough's works are masterpieces.